During your reading and research, you will come upon words you don't know. Usually, we avoid things we don't understand. I encourage you to face them head on instead. Every time you see a word that you don't know or understand, go ahead and circle it. When you finish with your reading, we can then talk about the words you didn't know and add them to your personal glossary. A glossary is a little different than a dictionary. A glossary is specific to what you're reading. It includes words you find in your reading selection. So when you create your own personal glossary, it shows the words you found from your own personal reading. You will put your personal glossary in ABC, alphabetical order. You have the choice to do this either on paper or on the computer. If you choose to create your glossary on the computer, we will create a Microsoft Word document for that purpose. You can insert alphabet pictures, clip art, of each letter if you want. You can also print out a page for each letter and three-hole punch it to put in your binder if you prefer to handwrite your glossary. It's up to you. Take a moment now to decide which way you want to create your personal glossary. Keep it in your binder, or keep it on the computer. You choose.